Jesus, our faithful friend, please open our ears to hear your word and to know your voice. Please speak to our hearts and strengthen our wills that we may serve you today and always. Amen. Please sit down. Well, growing up as a Muslim, attending a Catholic school, there was a song I used to hear sung very regularly over and over and over again. It was only a few verses, and the mood was always jubilant and excitable in these people that were singing this song. And I was mesmerized by this strong emotion and joyousness while people sang and danced to the song. And I used to ask, what was so special about this song? What was so special about it? And the people always replied to me, if only one knew, I would feel the same. If only I knew the true meaning of what they were singing, I would feel the same. Well, I'm going to sing this song. I'm going to sing it now. And it goes like this. How do you feel? I feel fine. How do you feel? I feel fine. How do you feel? I feel fine, 'cause there's no condemnation in my heart. Good day now, no condemnation. Good day now, no condemnation. Good day now, no condemnation. 'Cause there's no condemnation in my soul. When I meet my Lord, there'll be no condemnation. When I meet my Lord, there'll be no condemnation. When I meet my Lord, there'll be no condemnation. There'll be no condemnation in my life. I mean, isn't that a great song? Well, many years later, when I became a Christian, I came to know and understand the real and true meaning of what they were singing and excited about. And I now understand the power behind their rejoicing. And let me tell you, if you are able to grasp that true meaning of this promise, you will feel the same. The words of the song are taken from a wonderful promise from God in the Bible. And this is linked to the sermon I'm going to be preaching this morning. So the verses in today's sermon have played a significant part in my walk as a Christian. And I have used this verse regularly as encouragement when life gets difficult. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And the first point in that Romans is that in my sermon is that it brings great hope. It brings great hope, and it brings the greatest news possible to us about what freedom in Christ really means. The Bible declares that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Condemnation has been removed, taken away from us as Christians, even though we turn away from and reject God's rule, we do not have to live with that terrible guilt, because God has declared that there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ. I mean, the word condemnation today is often associated with very strong disapproval, especially in the media and among the public. For example, when people in public roles do or say awful things, there is usually strong disapproval, outrage, condemnation. But as we know, public condemnation is often random, and it only affects those who are found out. But the Bible teaches, though, that there is a much more serious condemnation that we all face. And that is the condemnation that comes from turning away from God, living our own lives, and doing our own thing. Now, this is serious. Why is it serious? Because it is condemnation from God. That turning away from him, that rejection of him, of his rule and authority, brings condemnation. We know in ourselves we have glimpses of this in the guilt we feel when we have done something wrong. And if we are honest to ourselves, we all play a part in that rejection of God's rule. And you know what? None of us are exempt from that judgment. And some of us here today have become used to guilt's condemning voice as we struggle to silence its powerful accusations. So how can we escape the sense of guilt now and the more serious condemnation in the future? How can we escape that? Well, Romans chapter 8 verse 1 tells us, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. What does that really mean? Well, it means that all of God's condemning justice and punishment that we deserve for our sin has been replaced by his almighty mercy. Being a Christian means we are no longer condemned for anything we do wrong. Please understand this. We are no longer condemned. It is not mixed. It is not as though some days God is for us in love, and those days are wonderful and good, and other days is against us in judgment, and those days are awful. It is not mixed like that. Emphatically, that is not the case. God is constant. He's consistent. He sticks to his promise of forgiveness. So when we say sorry, and we genuinely mean it, he forgets our sins, and he casts them as far as the east is to the west. So what will silence these strong feelings of guilt in us? What will free us from sin's cruel captivity? And what will make us stand in front of God free of condemnation, free from condemnation? Well, I'll tell you. Romans 8, chapter 1, that is God's declaration. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Well, we must understand, there is a big difference between guilty feelings and a guilty status before God. There's a big difference. And God says in the Bible that he remembers our sins no more. But we know we can struggle with the memory of those sins in our minds, despite his sure and unfailing promise. So as a believer, should I feel remorse when I sin? Well, properly understood, I should, yes. And that remorse stems from the fact that I have violated God's holy word. I have disobeyed my loving Heavenly Father. We take our sins seriously, we hate them, and we see them as a contradiction of who we are in Christ and a contradiction of our Father's love. So what do? We confess, we say sorry, and the good news is that we are declared not condemned, forgiven. That feeling, that emotion of guilt can never undo the verdict of no condemnation that God has declared for all those who are in Christ. I've personally come to this verse when I've been struggling, discouraged, depressed, going through trials, and seeking assurance of my salvation. So this verse, this is great assurance from God that we don't have to worry. And I tell you, if we haven't memorized this verse, we must do it. Because we're going to need it over and over and over every time we feel that guilt in our minds about our actions against God. So how has God done this? How has condemnation been removed? And we can see this in my second point in verses 3 and 4. And it says, for what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Holy Spirit. Paul's reference to now in verse 1 refers to the great change that came about when God sent his Son to bear our sins on the cross. All of us were under God's condemnation because of our sin. But as Romans 5 chapter 6 says, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So what does that mean, that Christ died for sinners? Jesus Christ freed us from the condemnation that sin deserves. In unity with his Father, the Son of God became a human being so that he could stand in the place of us human beings. He took our rebellion, our sin. He received his Father's right condemnation for that rebellion, and he suffered his Father's just punishment so that we can be free. Why? Because he and his Father loves us so much. That is what happened on that cross. And now that Christ has done that, we have a new ruling principle. Not the guilt that comes from the Old Testament laws of do's and don'ts, but that peace that comes from the Savior's done. When he declared, as he died on the cross, it is finished. We need to seriously understand this great promise. Jesus' death was enough to satisfy God's judgment against sin. We are to live free from that guilt and be assured of our status before our Father in heaven. It's a great message, isn't it? So how should this look in our lives today? And how should we live in light of this truth, in light of this promise? Perhaps some of us have never heard this before. What gives this verse power to me is not what David King or it's not just what David King or David Atkinson or others that preach here in the morning tells me. Of course they're right. But what is powerful about this is because of what? This is God that says this to us. It is his promise to us. So when we find ourselves being condemned by others and that voice in our heads making us feel guilty, for when we sometimes turn away from God and we must remember God's word. We must. And we must understand the familiar yet tiresome words of Paul that brings good news to our ears and grace, peace to our souls. We are no longer under any condemnation. So when those people in my school singing that song, rejoicing and getting very excited, there is no condemnation. Gosh, they got it, didn't they? They did. They fully understand it, that they are no longer under any condemnation because of the work done by Christ on that cross. Now, I'll tell you something else. I did not get that assurance as a Muslim growing to that school, because I couldn't rely just on the uncertainty of doing good things, not knowing what my fate will be on that last day. But hearing, understanding this verse, knowing there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ and by what God has done, gives me assurance about my status tomorrow. We must listen to God's declaration that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. This is a fact for all believers, for you and for me. If we put our trust in Jesus, no matter how we feel yesterday, today, tomorrow, we must be assured of that. There is now no condemnation. But there is a caution that comes with this. If we track back to the verse, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. This blessing of no condemnation is not for everyone. Rather, it is for those, only for those who are in Christ. Only by being in Christ that Christ's condemnation becomes our condemnation. And if we want to be able to say now and at the last judgment that there is no condemnation for me because Jesus endures it for me, then we must be in Jesus. If we are in him, what happened to him happened to me. But what if we don't come? What if we don't believe? Jesus himself tells us in John chapter 3, verse 36. He says, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. But whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them. The wrath of God, the condemnation of God, is taken away in Christ. And there is good news, because there's always room in Christ. And Christ's word to every sinner is, come, trust me, I will be your life, your pardon. Because why? I have been your condemnation. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the insight that comes from your word. You've taught us why we should not live with doubt and with guilt. And you haven't left it as a mystery to us. Thank you for what Christ has done on the cross to gain this freedom for us. And we pray, Father, that this will be embedded in our hearts so that we can be assured of our salvation. We ask this, Father, for Jesus' sake. Amen.